Welcome to a special episode of The Silly with the Hooligans. We are on location at the Schnucks in De Pere, sponsored by Madrinas today. This is Mitch, Brad.
Hello.
Matthew Bird.
Hey, it's like a proper remote, you know, like the radio stations go on remote.
I know, we need a van with decals on the side.
With air conditioning.
A prize van.
That's what we need.
Yeah, that too.
We are live on location
De Pere. This is definitely the hottest podcast we've ever done.
Is this the first one we've done outside? Apart from our little
Pikes Peak
recording.
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Which would explain why it's so damn hot.
Yes.
Yeah, we're at sea level.
Yeah, we're not at struggling breathing here.
Yeah, when I agreed to this, I did not know it was going to be outside.
I presumed it was going to be in the cafe.
Yeah.
There, man. I see Greg Schutte posting photographs at the pair of Schnucks with the steaks all the time. I was like, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we got no beer out here. It's sunny. We're playing in hostile conditions.
You know,
but we're doing it for the love of Madrinas.
So Madrinas is out here. They're doing a special today, which we've been talking about. They've been talking about. They're giving away a special coupon if you listen to the podcast for your home delivery. And we'll have Alex come on and talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a new subscription program, like so many other things we enjoy, where they send you your coffee right to your door once a month. So we're gonna get a little discount, a first shipment free from Madrinas. So we're going to talk to Alex, and he'll give us that code. And in the meantime, if you come out here, there are different specials and giveaways with St. Louis FC.
Mike Ambersley and Mark Pace were out here earlier signing autographs. If you bought four cans of Madrinas, you got a mini soccer ball, which they would sign happily.
Our friend Carlos is here. Carlos is holding up the ball. I think we're going to turn Carlos's mic on. Carlos can say hi and talk to us if he'd like.
Hi, guys.
You actually have to get up to the microphone.
Hi, guys.
It doesn't pick you up if you're that far away.
Yeah, you got to get right up on it, Carlos.
Right up on it.
Swallow it,
like
son.
This? Yes.
There you go.
That's okay. Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos is
our favorite
Colombian.
He brought some Madrinas.
How many do you know?
I don't know. Shakira's mine.
I know several, but okay. Of the ones that are here today.
Yeah, I went to college with a few guys,
you're
and I like
favorite.
Them, but okay. Yeah, you're my favorite.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Of all the Colombians on this parking lot, by far and away.
Yes.
Number one.
If my roommate from college is listening, Mauricio Rebelletto, shout out. Big props to Colombia.
Just don't ask me if I know him.
Yeah, I don't think you probably don't.
Do you know him?
He was a Tulsa Colombian. I don't know if that counts.
I hate those Tulsa Colombians.
Yeah. Well, you know. Can't trust him. He was a good roommate though. Anyway, back to Madrinas. If you don't know, Madrinas is a big sponsor of St. Louis FC. They've got the new cardboard cutouts that are going to be in grocery stores now, featuring Brandon Barklage.
He's in a little Captain Morgan pose, chugging a can of Madrinas.
Down in some Madrinas. And Madrinas also sponsors the Hooligans. And when I say sponsors, I mean whenever we have a road trip, they always show up early in the morning with some cases of Madrinas for us to wake up and get going. And they also bought our drummers a round of beer last week because they're just good guys. So
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Alex will be on here, and we'll give him much credit for that.
I will say with Madrinas, it was the first sponsor that us as fans could legitimately go to the store and buy. I mean, I don't need an electrical connection. I really don't want to go to Mercy anytime soon.
Right.
So, I mean, it was the first tangible thing that we could go out and purchase and get behind and support.
And they got involved with us early, too.
Oh, yeah,
You know, it's worked both ways. So I think since then we've had others, like, you know, Mission Tacos stepped up and done some stuff with us and ITAP and some of the other sponsors, but Madrinas was first on board and has done a lot for us. So,
and it doesn't help that it doesn't hurt the fact that it is good stuff.
Yes,
yes. Which that subscription program is going to come in handy because it's addictive. And so you just get delivered right to the door. You don't have to make a late night run to Schnucks, and you know,
if you're out of coffee,
that's
you can
right.
Just get hooked up.
I don't know. I was trying to buy it from the QT because I wanted to get it off the bottom shelf at QT. I wanted
move
to get
up,
more prominent position.
Move it
on
up.
I'm mad. It's out. My QT isn't carrying it anymore.
No.
So I have to go to Shop and Save or Schnucks to buy it, we would obviously prefer that you come to Schnook since they're hosting us today.
Yeah, please come by. Schnook's the pair. And
well, they're not going to come here while we're...
While they're listening.
Well, I've tweeted and posted about it, so maybe they will.
And to be fair, we have had a handful of Lulligans come out and support.
Yeah.
As we do.
I just got here and I saw Keith and Liz. I don't know if anybody else has been out today. But
yeah, we've had a lot here. We had the McHughes. We had...
Spencer.
Yeah, we had Anthony Gilbert.
So there you go.
Carlos.
Well, of course, well, look, Carlos is right here.
I see Ambo now. He's in the parking lot. He bought his groceries at Schnook's, and he's throwing them in the car.
Yeah, there he is. I still think I want
to...
I think I see somebody walking our way.
No, I thought it was too, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's just, it's just a bald guy with a goatee.
Look at Ambo's car, man. He's got a decent contract.
Yeah. Well, he's got the nice family wagon there.
Yeah, but you know what? That's nicer than our cars.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to call him out either. I don't want people stalking him in the parking lot. But yeah,
no, he definitely drives a Ford Festiva.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So if you're going to go hunting for him, it's a Ford Festiva.
But it's lowered and got ground effects. So.
Well, of course. It's the ST model.
Yes.
Yes. The sport touring.
So, yeah, and we know Pace was here. He lives close by, so he said this is his normal Schnook's stomping ground where he gets his groceries. So,
yeah,
he was going to be here anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even know there was an event.
Yeah, he's just, hi, Mike, what's going on?
I think the most exciting part was watching him talk to people about the team because it's always funny to try to explain the different division. Oh, we just got a delivery.
Alex has delivered some coffee for us.
Of coffee. Alex, why don't you
he's just putting them on the table.
Oh, no, he's just setting it up for photographs. We're not allowed to drink it.
All right.
I see how it is. It's pure advertising.
There is a St. Louis FC intern on hand that is answering questions. There's some kids milling about, getting some autographed team sheets and posters. And the Madrinas crew is here. It's a nice little Friday evening at Schnook's.
Yeah, I mean... There was a point in our lives where Friday evening was going to
That's
be.
That's where
know,
I was going with that. I mean, I am 40 years of age.
So we'd pre-party at the apartment or a condo or whatever, and then go out and start at this bar, and then we'd go to this club, and then we'd go to that place, and maybe get something on the way home at about 3 in the morning. Now it's 6 o'clock on a Friday.
You've been to Schnook's, man? They've got a wine bar in there.
Yeah, they got food in there, like steaks and stuff.
Maybe we should head in after this podcast and have a few drinks.
You know what? I'm actually okay with that.
Hey, Chipotle has beer. I mean, you get drunk at Chipotle.
And there's probably a better beer selection here than at Chipotle, so.
Yeah.
And no E. coli.
Oh. All right. Hey, let's actually talk some soccer since that's what we're here for. Since the last time we were on the pod, Matt, you made a trip to Kansas City, Swope Park.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. It was a.
I love Matt's in-depth descriptions about those moments.
It was a holiday
weekend. I put the anal in analysis, but there was a lot of us that went.
Yeah, it was like first, 30, 40 people went to.
Maybe more. Maybe 50, 60. A lot of people from the club went, you know. A lot of just regular St.
Louis. Non-Lulligans were there.
Yeah, a lot of regular St. Louis FC fans, and we took a fair bunch.
Unfortunately, you weren't rewarded for your trip. First of all, it was a monsoon.
I do love going on away trips. I've got to be honest. I if there's a game I can feasibly get to, I will go to. And I know it's for July, the fourth weekend as well. It was very well attended. We outnumbered them. You know, I'm.
Yeah, it looked sparse in the rest of the crowd.
But, you know, it was the same old, same old. I mean, we
gave up that early goal.
And they didn't have to do anything for the goal. We gave the ball away cheaply. They went down the other end and scored. It was like Arizona part two. So
the registers are walking up.
But the thing is that we actually played well. I actually thought we played well.
Yeah, I did.
But you know, and you think, oh well, at least we got 88 minutes to turn this around, and it just never happened. Obviously, there was the loss of momentum when the rain delay happened, and me and Dave Corbett, we were on our way home when we got notification that the game was going to be back on. So we turned around and went back to the game. And
the video you sent from the parking lot where you guys were all under the tarp, and it was massive
wet.
Rain.
It was wet, and the drive home was all through that. Fair play to Dave Corbett, man. He drove me home from Kansas City to Warrington in that weather, and it was pretty brutal. But Erica was working the next day, so I had to get home to look after Ewan. So fair play to Dave. Big shout out to him. But, you know, it wasn't a bad result. it wasn't a bad performance, but it was a terrible result because, you know, we're better than them.
Yeah.
We are better than them.
Well, and it harkened back to the Arizona game, the Colorado game. You give away that goal early, and you're under the eight ball.
Yeah, yeah, and then they just sat back and absorbed what we threw at them. I do think, you know, if the game had probably been about 10 minutes longer, we'd have scored. But, you know, we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
It's starting to be an ugly trend, and that's what's really upsetting me the most.
The teams aren't slicing and dicing through us. You know, it's not Barcelona passing their way through us. We're just coughing up the ball and blowing it.
Yeah, every time. And it's getting repetitive. It's getting ugly. It's just...
And we're not starting with urgency. I mean, that's the thing that kills me most, and we talked about it during the Tulsa game, and we talked about it on the last podcast. Tulsa, they came out looking to score, no fear, just went after it. These last several games, it's like, you know, they've sat back, gone down a goal, and the confidence isn't there like I'm wanting.
We are waiting to see what other teams throw at us,
right,
rather taking the initiative and going at them.
We're not dictating the pace
at all. But the fact of the matter, how can we, though? We're playing two defensive midfielders and one up front at home against the worst team in the league.
Well, that's the other thing.
That says to me that we're defensive.
It's not so much the results, it's who they're against. Seattle Sounders at home, that has to be 3 points.
Yes.
There's no excuse for it. I mean, yes, everybody has a bad game now and again, but it wasn't like they were playing lights out that, you know, it was their day. They were playing average, and we were playing average.
We were playing below average, to be honest with you.
First 45, especially.
So, you know, we have to, you know, you're going to lose games against teams that are better than you or that have their day, but if you're not putting points on the board at home against a team that's several places lower than you on the table, you're going to be fucked.
But I think when we're setting up as a team not to lose rather than a team that's setting up to win, we're inviting trouble.
And I think that's really the core of the issues that we're talking about, is that we're not coming out to win. We're coming out to not lose.
And we've kind of skipped ahead. We started on Swope, and we merged that into the Sounders, but essentially the same game.
It was the same game. It was exactly the same.
We did nick a goal to salvage a tie, but it didn't feel like a, you know, good thing. It felt like a loss.
The draw against Vancouver felt like a win.
Right.
This felt like a loss.
Right.
And you know, it's...
So, I mean, it's time to start asking those questions. Is it Dale?
Well, ultimate responsibility goes with ultimate authority.
I mean, they're just not coming out like they're ready.
The dissent is getting loud.
Well,
the
players still have to make plays. I mean, it's ultimately on the players. But we've talked about it before, the substitution patterns, you know.
That was the stuff that I was going to go down.
The plan B. We need a plan B.
Because, you know,
but there is a play. Here's the thing, though. There is a plan B. After 60, 70 minutes, when he throws on Jeremy Lynch and he throws on Rudolph and he throws on the extra attackers, we look bloody good.
Yeah.
We do. We're taking it to teams and we're having a go at them.
But the problem is, it's at the 70th minute, 80th minute.
Why don't we do that from the first minute?
True.
Play lights out. You know, we might go two up and then close the game.
And honestly,
out.
I thought the Seattle game was going to be that game because he started an attacking lineup. He had Jordan out there. He had Hardware. He had, you know, a Herrera. I mean,
but at the end of the day, Brad, we're still playing two defensive midfielders and one forward at home against the worst team in the league,
and
that's very conservative.
And when you're doing that, the constant plan ends up being run the ball up the middle.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe the other teams have figured it out. They know that when they're playing us, the game plan is going to be up the middle to Herrera every time.
And that's the thing. You know, they're putting a body on Herrera. They're putting a shoulder into him, which is, you know, what they should be doing. But that's got to open up a space somewhere for someone else. If Herrera is going to drag that defender out of place because they know they have to mark him, we've got to put somebody up there that can take advantage of that marking.
Also, I think there's a certain mentality that where we're so afraid of losing possession that the first option is to look behind you for the pass behind or sideways. I mean, it's kind
of
like crab football, man. It's so sideways, you know. Yeah.
But I think that's also part of the problem that you're saying, is that we have the two defensive midfielders. We don't have the second forward out there. We're not, I'll be the last to say a 4-4-2 is the answer, because it's not. But you're basically leaving Herrera up there as an island. And we saw this last year, you know, when we had Gall up there by himself or Ambersley up there by himself. And it really didn't work because there was no they weren't the guys to do it.
A 4-5-1 or a 4-3-3 or however you want to, you know, mark, that doesn't mean you're without attacking options. You don't have to run a 4-4-2 to have another attacking option up there.
Yeah.
And we're not taking advantage of that.
You know, Chad Bond likes to play forward.
Yeah.
You know, just give him a bit more license to go forward.
And that's been the disappointing part is that I expected a lot more out of Chad, and I don't know if it's the system that's stifling him, if there's something going on.
And
but
here's the other thing. We have had a couple of defensive mistakes in every game, and yes, that will hurt us. Uh-huh. But by and large, our defense is playing well enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we're back so we can absorb an attack. We haven't had much of an attack to absorb.
Yeah,
we're just, like you said, we're spraying it around in the backfield instead of going forward. I don't get it.
I don't know, but as I say, the 4 points from the last 12 against these teams ain't going to cut it. It's not. And Dale knows it. I mean, it sounds like we're mean and we're kicking a man when he's down, but he knows it. He's not daft. He knows that that's not acceptable. I mean, he said it on KTRS after the game on Saturday that was tripe. And he knows that. And
to be honest, from where we started in the beginning of the season, I mean, we're still in a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't make the playoffs at this point, it's got to be over, right?
You'd have to think so. I mean, yeah, because here's the thing, right? Everyone thought I was a bit of a prick 2 years ago when Daryl Duran was in his second. Thank you. when Daryl Duran was in his second year with the Ambush, and I was hammering him. I was going,
because they were shit.
Yeah, and they had a losing season after their second season, and I have to kind of somewhat be consistent. And the thing is with Duran and the Ambush is that I think Dale's second crop of players are better than
he's got the players to be a good
the
team.
The amount of improvement that this team's had over the last year compared to what Duran had to deal with. I mean, he was dealing with twigs and shit. but, you know, I have to be somewhat consistent. At the end of the day, with these players we've got, we were 5 minutes away from having a losing record on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that
but the problem is it's not just Saturday. It's there's been three, four games lately in a row where it's been this. This is not having a bad day.
The Portland game, you know, you can't take much solace in that. It was a penalty. You know, I mean, that's the only offensive chance we really had.
But we won it.
Yeah, but I know. But, I mean, it's not like – we're playing
it was
good.
It was a gift chance away from it being another result.
I can be okay with that because it was a scrappy, brutal, nasty, dig-out-the-ground win. You know,
no, I'm not upset with that, but I'm just saying it's not like, you know, we've got good games and bad games. We've hit kind of a slump where we're just eking by.
But I'd like to think that the win against Portland will have boosted morale.
Should have, yeah.
You know, it was a character win. You know, I'd like to think that's something you can build on going forward. And, you know, it's kind of blah after that. I mean, I thought we played okay against Swope. It was just, you know.
But you got to put the points on the board.
Yeah. There's no excuse. I mean, there was an excuse. There was altitude in Colorado. There was heat in Arizona.
Right.
There's no excuse against Swope. There's nothing there. There's no excuse against Seattle at home, you know.
I don't know.
And the other thing is, too, is that we're looking in these past, four games here. There's only been four goals scored. You know, we had more against Tulsa than we have in four games.
We've not scored a goal away from home since that 5-2 win.
In Tulsa,
and that was in May. We've not had scored an away goal since the end of May.
So,
And again, we're on the verge. We're literally riding that line of the playoffs right now. You know,
well, and it's all bunched up there in the West too. I mean,
yep.
We're one bad week, and three or four other teams having a good week from being out of the picture.
And you know, and out
big too.
And they're coming. San Antonio are coming. You know, and Swope are coming. Oklahoma City Energy, they're coming.
And the other part is too is that you know there's games in hand at play too as well, where I think we're at like 17 games played, and some of those teams have 14 games played.
Yeah, but, you know, in defense, the games we've played extra are away from home. So.
Sure, yeah. But the thing is that there's still games, you know, you pick up a win where we didn't.
Oh,
or
yeah.
You
yeah.
pick up
yeah.
a point where we didn't.
Well, and that the good thing
this
is
this all changes quickly.
Our schedule is heavily home-loaded. Our undefeated streak at home is still intact. We need that to be a winning streak now. We need to start putting all 3 points on the
yeah,
board.
Having a home-loaded schedule is irrelevant if we're not scoring. It's yeah. irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, four goals, four games. That's not going to cut it in this league.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow at the game, but Cincinnati know we're going to play a 4-2-3-1. They're going to know 8 of the 11 starters. They'll have done their homework. They know we're going to be defensive.
They're going to put a body on Herrera.
And they know, hey, go with these guys. They'll crumble.
And their keeper's a good keeper, too.
But he's I'll still take Thompson over
Mark Register is just making us laugh over here. This is way too good as he's taking pictures and video of us.
His daughter's out of the country, so now he's going to come here and bother us.
I know. This
just
is terrible.
Go spend some quality time with Otis.
Poor Otis.
You, hi, guys.
No, he is your child. You have to like him.
I do love Otis in that Arsenal jersey, though. It's looking good.
Poor homeless looking kid.
Otis. Poor Otis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So we mentioned it. We got Cincinnati and John Harkes coming to town tomorrow night.
So many jokes.
We need
to. Toyota John.
So many John Harkes jokes. But, hey, Cincinnati's done everything right off the field this year. They're packing them in. I expect them to have some fans here tomorrow night. I haven't, you know, heard from anybody directly, but it's not too far of a trip. And, you know, they're having an up and down inaugural campaign, but that's to be understood. But they're doing pretty good. They're in the East. They're in the playoff picture, so.
They're not a bad team.
No.
But you know what? Neither are we. If we play our potential, they're probably looking at us going, ooh, this is going to be a tough game.
Yeah. Well, and, that's the other thing. I said it, you know, two or three podcasts ago. Right now we're a team that, you know, everybody should be afraid of playing. We're starting to fall out of that, you know, area where we're a good team, we're a solid team, but they're not afraid we're going to explode on them unless they're Tulsa. So, I want to have another high-scoring game. I want to get off the ball early.
When we played Swope at home, we beat them 3-0.
Right.
That's the kind of game that to me was the perfect game.
And that's what I expected with Seattle, and that's what I expected with Portland. So, again, not that the results are the end of the world, but I want better.
Well, and part of the problem has been is that we have to weather the storm of the first 3 minutes because so many of these games lately, it's been a careless play in those first 3-5 minutes. You know, it's almost like we don't get our footing, and then we're behind the ball again.
And that's where it's not on Dale. Dale can only say every
right.
day at training, don't give the ball away cheaply, right. guys.
Well, and at this level, you know, there's a lot of quality players. I mean, we talked about it during the Seattle game. I mean, those guys are on an MLS roster for a reason.
Yeah.
They've identified. They're big. They're strong. They're talented. They're fast. You know, they're young and they're green, but individual skill, if you give them a ball right there, they're going to finish it, you know. So you can't afford to make that one mistake. But if you do, you have to have enough to come back. Luckily, Sam got a header on. But, yeah, like you said, you mentioned it. When we started to really push there at the end, it was like, God, I wish they would have started doing that, you know, half hour ago.
Yeah. So, but just start like that. Have a bit, you know, we've got a good back four. We've got Musa or Bond at the back. Trust in them.
Yeah, I'd be fine with leaving Musa back and pushing Bond forward.
Yeah, or sacrifice Bond and bring Cicerelli on.
Right.
Or, you know, Ambo or...
We're not taking advantage of Bond's ability to place the ball lately.
No. And that's the other part, too, and you guys kind of started on it,
too. Set pieces were doing good. I mean,
apart from Jamil Hardaway's corners.
They've been bad. There's no reason for that. Just somebody else take them.
Yeah.
I'll come down and take them. Just don't do that anymore. But, no, what I was starting to say is that, you know, our back four is one of the best back fours in this league, bar none. And that's not homerism. That's just... You know,
yeah,
statistical fact.
I agree with you.
Even with the odd mistake, there's still a good back four.
Yeah. There's no reason on this team that guys can't be pushing forward, taking more risks, and leaving it to those guys to stop it because God, they're going to do it.
But I think that's on Dale. He doesn't want them doing that.
I concur.
And
so, yeah, I think, you know, again, we repeat the same things. But, yeah, Dale needs to get the cattle prod out earlier, switch up the plan of attack, and go for it when we're down. But the thing about Dale, though, I think he's a great organizational coach. When he makes the call right at the beginning of the game, has everything set up right, and it works, everything goes great. But when it doesn't go right or when we fall a goal down, he's got to switch quicker, I think.
There seems to me to be no proactive. And he's very – I know Dale enough. If I'm talking rubbish, he'll come and tell me.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems to me that
– I fully expect him to see me on Saturday and say, you're an idiot.
Because I am.
Right.
Because there's I'm not – I don't know.
Right.
But it seems to me that there is a game –
on Xbox, this is what I would do.
Yeah. There's a game plan that it's going to be executed no matter if we're 3-0 up or 3-0 down. And that's the game plan. And you're coming in at 60 minutes, you're coming in at 70 minutes, and you're coming in at 85 minutes, no matter what.
And if we're chasing a goal, bringing Roberts in at the 80th minute doesn't help.
He doesn't have time to get
– He's got five minutes just to get his legs going.
Yeah, exactly.
So – and that was a strange thing was Roberts' substitution on against Swope is that they couldn't find his shirt. They wanted to get him on the field, and they couldn't find his shirt.
How the hell does that happen?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
one
this
of those.
isn't the Claude Anelka days where they forgot player cards at the hotel.
Right.
So
you have to have your shirt near you.
But, again, that one's not on Dale. I don't know if that's on Jordan or if that's on the equipment manager, but I hope somebody got a yelling at in the locker room over that.
Well, I don't think it was on Jordan because Jordan got a start on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think Jordan deserved a start.
He did better than I thought he would. I was a little skeptical when I saw him in that starting lineup. I didn't know. I love Jordan coming in late because his speed and his trickery can take advantage of some tired legs. But he did well.
I think he's got to the point where he's got nothing to lose at this point.
No.
If he gets dropped, well, he was dropped anyway. You know, he had nothing to lose, but it just didn't work. It didn't work for him. It didn't work for anyone. I mean,
yeah.
it was a bad first 45.
Yeah. So maybe they need like a giant wake up call banner or something that, you know, when they go down a goal, we can hold up a banner that says wake up. And that gets them going. Don't wait till halftime. You can start now.
Well, there's something about
cans
that,
of Madrinas.
Yeah,
we play very well when our backs are against the wall. Yeah. You know, it kind of like we have to go a goal behind before they pull the fingers out, kind of thing.
Right.
I'm not okay with that.
No, I know what you're saying.
But
yeah.
I know they can play. I know they can play. You know, I just wish that it didn't take coughing up a goal to get going.
All right, we've said the same thing about 14 different times now.
All
right. Do
we have time for 15?
Yeah, we have time for 15. Say one more. No, but honestly, the team's still good. I still have faith in this team, but God.
You know, we're not Tulsa.
You got to make hay while the sun shines, though.
You know, we're not FC Montreal. We're not scrambling for a win. I mean, The fact is I know this team is bloody good.
Well, and I think that's also part of the – there's been a lot of people down on Facebook and Twitter this week. A lot of, you know, things being said that probably wouldn't be said if we were winning games. But I think it's the stark contrast to last year when we knew we weren't a very good team.
Yeah.
And this year, we know we're better than we're showing right now. So, yeah, if you look back and compare, this season's a dream compared to last year. But we know they're capable of better.
But it's strange because here we sit in the middle of the summer here, and this is the same kind of – we hit that lull last year where the team had been playing okay. They weren't good. They weren't bad. They were okay. And then they hit that lull during the summer where they were not good.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of – at least watching the fan reactions this week, I think that seems to be kind of the – not really here we go again, but not this shit again.
It's not too distant a memory.
No, not at all.
But I do want to say Mark Gardner did mention this coming home from Louisville, is that when there's a big slew of Lulligans there, we've never won.
No.
Yeah.
And that's getting kind of demoralizing that we, en masse, we're going to these games like we did at Swope, like we did at Louisville, and we're not getting anything out of it. Against Louisville, it was still early in the season, you know, and we'd just beaten Orange County Police. We'd just beaten Sacramento. So – we're still at that point going, we're a good team. Don't worry about it, Mark. Don't worry about it, Mark. And now we're a bit, we're over halfway through the season now. We're like going, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Admittedly, that was
Your faith in me.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons that I really didn't want to go to Kansas City, because it's like, well, you know what? They haven't been winning when we go. I'm not going to keep doing this. This is getting foolish.
I see our friend Alex there. I don't know if he's ready to join us. Alex, take Carlos's chair. No, we got to get you on.
No, we
got to
get you on. We got to talk about all this great stuff.
Alex from Madrinas is getting ready to join
us. What's
here.
Up, guys?
You can adjust the microphone
to
your height.
Yeah, you can put that up so you don't have to bend over so far.
Carlos likes it low.
What's going on, Alex?
What's up? Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so fun. I was worried all week. There was thunderstorms like every day. And I was like, gosh, this week.
We're not playing a game. It's fine. Yeah. it'll bounce down tomorrow when we need it to be clear.
Yeah, for real.
We had some players out here, and I've seen tons of people stopping by and getting a free sample.
Yeah, the samples are great. I mean, it's hot, but honestly, these soccer balls are so cool that we're giving out.
They're very cool.
I mean, all these kids love them. We were at the game on Wednesday, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, what can we give out that's really fun and engaging? And I was like, we got to think of, yeah, vodka for the kids. It's engaging.
We got sex dolls and vodka.
Here's some vodka. Go catch a Bulbasaur.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was at the store the other night, and I was like, man, what can we do? And I saw these balls. I was like, gosh, this would be so cool. And I saw Kevin walk by, and we're like, oh. So we talked to him and made this happen. No, it was really fun. All the kids have been loving it. Thank you guys for coming out, though. It's so much fun.
No problem.
So tell everybody what you got going on here.
So we just launched our brand-new coffee subscription program. We thought it would be really fun to start sending people coffee straight to their door.
And we know we have some friends out of town, like Matt Johnson
right.
in Minnesota. So
that are
he
all
can get
over
that.
Twitter. Yeah. And we hear from Matt all the time. And we thought it would be faster if we shipped them coffee.
Nice.
But, no, don't worry, Matt. We're working on your market up there.
Okay. So how does it work, the subscription program? Say I'm an addict of Madrinas, and I am. So
right.
how do I get it delivered to my door?
All you need to do is go to our website, and we kind of make it really easy for you. We say coffee subscription right on our website. So madrinascoffee.com. And you have three choices to choose from, three subscription programs. One of them, you can choose between iced coffee and cold brews, so in our canned stuff that everyone knows and loves. The other one is our brand new line of micro-roasted whole bean. So if you like your coffee hot and you like to brew it at home, which we heard a lot of, you know, we started doing a lot of promotion around town, and people said, oh, you know, we love your brand, but we don't drink iced coffee ever. So we thought it'd be smart to move into the beans. So we have that now live on our website. We freshly roast it like on Wednesday, and we ship it on Thursday.
Nice.
So it gets to your house over the weekend. It's great stuff. Great, tremendous coffee if you like it hot. But then we also have an option that is both combined. So if you like it both hot and cold, because I mean, who doesn't? I mean, that's how I drink it. So if you like it, you know, both ways, you can choose between iced coffee or cold brew, whichever flavor you want, and then also the micro roast, and we'll send that to you nicely in what we call a fuel box, because you know our whole deal is coffee for fuel. So we sell three different fuel boxes, and you could choose between any of them. And tonight, I don't know if you've given them the coupon code yet.
No,
we're waiting for you.
Yeah. Coupon code is go to our website for this podcast. If you're listening in, you get 100% off your first order of our coffee subscription shipped to your door. Coupon code ULTRA
there
for
you
guys, for the Luligans. So just type that in, ULTRA, if my spelling is right on that.
Yep.
And you get 100% off whichever one you want. So we have two that are $14 per shipment, free shipping. So $14 free shipping, and then one that's $24 in free shipping. Regardless
of
which
first delivery will be free if you put in Ultra.
Regardless of which fuel box you choose, it's first delivery on us. Gratis. Enjoy.
Nice.
So the whole bean is whole bean. You need
whole bean.
You don't have ground options.
No ground yet.
You can grind it yourself.
I'll have to get a grinder.
We sell grinders. We sell grinders on our e-store.
just put that in the comments. Send me a grinder too.
Yeah. For that exact reason, the whole grinding process was pretty. It's pretty intense. Like if you want to get beans, and like we are now roasting our beans, so that was a new thing we had to start working on. And the whole grinding thing is a whole nother. If we wanted to sell ground beans, like it's a whole nother thing. So we thought let's kick off the whole bean, and if we start selling a lot, then we'll start doing the ground.
There we go.
Not roasting in your oven at your house kind of thing.
No, that's exactly what we're doing.
They send you a small coffee plant. You take care of it for 12 months, and then you can harvest.
Yeah, gratis on us.
Actually, I'm not bad with that idea. It sounds pretty good.
No, but we were talking earlier about how not only are you guys a great sponsor of the team, and now we've got the Brandon Barklage cutouts that are going to be at your various
that's spots. A whole other thing that we got going on. At the beginning of the year, we were talking with Schnucks, and we were like, okay, what do we want to do this year? We said, okay, summer program, and we thought it would be a lot of fun if we co-branded it with the club. And obviously, Kevin and Jeremy, everyone down at the park was into the idea, and so we've been exciting for the summer all year. The Barklage cutout was something real fun to do. All 50 stores, there's about 55 in town, but 50 stores are going to be getting the cutout next to our pallet display of product over the next 4 to 5 weeks. And on the cutout is information how to sign up to win a VIP experience for a game on August 27th when San Antonio comes into town.
Very nice.
VIP on the other side, not VIP with us. You don't get to take my place in the stands.
But you know, we could do a VIP Luligan experience. How about we get if you're at your local Schnucks and you see the Brandon Barklage cutout, why don't you take a selfie with it, tag Madrinas and St. Luligans, and let's say that same game, the San Antonio game, we will pick one of the people who takes a selfie and we will get them a ticket to Section 8. Take care of their beer for the night, and give them the VIP Luligan experience. How about that?
That's a good idea.
Yes, we're not responsible for getting you home, though.
No,
that's
and
on you.
You
get
must
an Uber or
you
or
must be
driver.
Over 21.
Yes, and they don't have to add a beer to Tallboy Roulette, but they have to play.
Okay,
okay.
Tallboy Roulette is definitely part of the VIP experience.
There it is. Alex has put it in. Tallboy Roulette.
All right. So if you're at your local Schnucks, take a picture of yourself with the Brandon Barklage cutout. Tag Madrinas, tag us, tag St. Louis FC, and tag Brandon Barklage. We'll pick one of those people for the San Antonio game to have the VIP Luligan experience.
Yeah, one of the stores, we're actually just going to have Brandon stand next to the pallet the whole time.
Very
so
nice.
He agreed to that for about a month. 4 weeks, he'll be out there just standing. You won't see him on the field.
He doesn't have a very good contract, but, no, but he loves Madrinas.
To sign up for that, by the way, I mean, you can go to the store. Information's on the cutout, but if you want to just, if you're on your internet right now, you can do madrinascoffee.com/STLFC, and that'll take you right to the sign-up page for... just put your name and your email in, and that gets you signed up for the VIP experience. It's a limo ride to the game. It's all-inclusive drinks, dinner and dessert at the soccer club. You get a jersey, a scarf on the game for the or on the field for the pregame warm-up.
Awesome.
A lot of fun stuff.
How do you enter again?
Madrinas Coffee/STLFC. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds like a prize. I'm all with.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you win the Luligan experience, I'll pick you up in my, Mazda. It's not quite a limo ride, but.
No, we're not picking it up. VIP. We're not going all the way out to St. Charles to pick him up.
That's a good point.
There is no picking up. That's why. You got to get there on your own. You got to get home on your own.
So anyway, if Madrinas, again, big sponsors of St. Louis FC, they always help us out when we have an early morning event, a Luligan event, be it a road trip or a charity thing. They always swing by with some. And I encourage you to try it, not only to support a St. Louis FC sponsor, but to support a friend of ours, a local business, Madrinas.
And it is damn good,
and it's
too.
Good stuff.
That's the other stuff. I don't like iced coffees. I never have because I was just like, no, I drink coffee hot. Coffee is hot. And when I had my first Madrinas, completely changed. Now, I've tried the other ones. They're not as good. I'm not saying that just because they're here and they give it to us often. But it is significantly better. It doesn't feel as processed and just Walmart-ish, for lack of a better word.
You can tell it's not been made in El Paso and stored in a warehouse for three months and then been on a Walmart truck across the country and then through a distribution center. You can tell it's not processed. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Thank you. Thank you for the compliments on the product. We love it, too. That's why we're doing it. I mean, we're not crazy enough to put a mediocre product out there and then start doing all this. It's just we thought it was too good not to share.
If you haven't tried it yet, obviously you can sign up for the subscription right away, but I suggest you go to, it's all around the local area, the Schnucks where we're at today, but a lot of convenience stores in town, a lot of other supermarkets. There's different flavors. I mean, if you like the sweet, they've got the cafe caramel. They've got a cappuccino. They've got the new ice black.
Yeah,
that's what my wife likes. My wife likes that one because there's no sugar. There's no, because she's trying to stay healthy. I don't know what's wrong with her. But, there's something for everybody to try. And, pick up a 4-pack, give it a try, and then go over to madrinas.com and pick up a subscription box and have it delivered right to your door.
If you go to these Schnucks, they seem to have, a little deal going on right now, I noticed. So, you show up, you can get a nice little variety, get your vanilla or your mocha or your
Yeah, try different
caramel
couple flavors.
Just, you know, mix it all up, see which one's your favorite, then you go get a subscription.
Yeah, it's three for. It's actually inside the store right now. It's 3 for $5, just every day.
There you
so
go.
So that's a nice little
that's
deal.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than the Monster or Red Bull or anything else, and it's better for
you. I know whenever you guys have a sale, and this subscription program is going to be popular, but people will start talking about it on Facebook or Twitter, Luligans. You know, it's like, oh, there's a BOGO on it, you know,
right.
Schnucks. And like, all of a sudden, everybody's heading to Schnucks that day to stock up on Madrina.
It's incredible.
So.
The support you guys have shown has been incredible. I mean, we kind of got into this and we were thinking, okay, yeah, we love soccer. We love our city, so we'll support it. But then meeting you guys and meeting the community that's down here, everyone here that's listening, thank you so much for all your guys' support. It's been a hell of a past year and a half for us. So thank you.
But it's because you make something good. If it was shit, we wouldn't like you. I mean,
well,
and we would tell you, too. I mean,
right.
We're not exactly – we don't have a lot of dignity.
But we do go out of our way to sponsors of St. Louis FC. They're our team. You guys are contributing. You're helping make it happen. You know, people like you and Mission Taco and, you know, Kirkwood right. Station now.
G&W.
The local St. Louis businesses that have gotten involved, I'm all about. So, you know, thank you.
We all have a vested interest in making this work. You know, so
of course,
you know, that's
and when we do go to MLS, I want to see the Madrinas logo on the front of the jersey.
Hey man, we're trying to get there.
You guys will be big time
more
by
cans.
Then. Yeah.
Just keep on pushing it back. 2022 or so.
Have you guys thought about kegs? Sell a keg of Madrinas?
No, we actually have. We were thinking about getting one made out for out here. My brother and I, Justin, we were talking about getting that done.
There
but
you
it
go.
Was too little time to get it done, but we
get an ice cold keg of Madrinas. That'd be awesome.
One of these days.
So I guess the next step is then just IV bags where you can
right.
just stick it directly into my veins. Just make it easier.
We've tested it. You know, you know, I walked in, you know, the office. My brother was passed out, had it sticking out of his
shaking uncontrollably.
Yeah. That was a fun couple days at the ER, but
he didn't sleep for 3 weeks, but he's fine now.
Yeah. That was the most productive he's ever been.
So awesome. I don't know. Anything else you want to promote while you're out here, Alex?
This is pretty much, you know, what we got going on, all
right.
Our coffees. Thank you guys, everybody, for supporting. We have the fuel box, which we just launched. We have our big night at the park this week. That's why we did it tonight on the Friday before. Tomorrow night's our sponsor night at the park against FC Cincy.
Awesome.
We have that night we're going to be giving out coupons at the door for some more e-store and some more subscription stuff.
Awesome.
So look out for that. We'll also have a tent down there tomorrow night, so you can come say hi to us there
okay.
As well.
And just for those of you that don't know, not only is Alex a sponsor, he is also a season ticket holder. He's always at the park.
Right.
And he bought the first round of beers for our drummers the other night, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love the more beer, I love the chain. So you gotta stay involved.
And it's also worth mentioning, too, is that for those that are eco-minded, that Madrinas does a lot of recycling. And that's going to be a big part of the event at the park.
Yeah, so we're giving out our Recycle Do Good stickers. So we sell in aluminum cans, and we say it on our can, Recycle Do Good. But that's going to be part of our what we're giving out tomorrow night is some Recycle Do Good stickers. Just it's something that we want to that we're going to start expanding on as we start expanding ourselves. We kind of have been in startup kind of crazy mode for the past couple of years, or you know, past 18 months or so. But as we start expanding to, you know, Chicago, like I've mentioned before, we're selling up there now in some grocery stores. And like
we need
Matt,
to get Duty and Drew Connor on that up there. They can be your brand ambassadors right. in Chicago.
We'll get a cut out of them.
Yeah.
No, but like with Matt Johnson, like we've been trying to expand up to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So as we start to expand, we know we're going to start selling more cans. Yeah. And the world doesn't need more cans in its landfill. So
yep.
We are going to start expanding on this whole Recycle Do Good initiative. Hopefully one of these days we'll have a nice Recycle Do Good initiative at the park where we'll have recycle stations set up for everybody. We're working
That'd be
on
awesome.
That as well. So,
all right.
That's everything.
Rock and roll.
As far as coffee, look at the coffee world goes.
Yep. And thanks for having us out. Oh, I do want to mention I saw on the can just now that I just reminded me the all natural ingredients. That's another thing that's really important to my wife and you know
yeah.
a lot of people. So it's
not us because we're not healthy.
Not me. I'm full of preservatives. But
yeah.
the coffee, the coffee is good. It's you know it goes back to the ingredients label that I can actually read.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's very important to a lot of people. So that's another plug for Madrinas.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a chemistry textbook when you read the ingredient statement. It's kind of what our hope is. It all looks like
that stuff's
you know.
In there, but they just don't put it on the label.
Right. Yeah, the
it's
FDA
a lot
has
easier
no
to
idea.
Broadcast it as all natural if you don't put it on the label.
FDA has no idea.
There you go.
Try the mocha, people. It's bird approved.
I gotta Bert. Say, I like the mocha and the caramel.
Those are my Mitch is the caramel mocha guy.
And I got a bad sweet tooth.
So
me just too.
You've been trying to drink the cold brew with milk, though.
Oh, that's all I've been drinking lately. Yeah. That's the only thing I have been drinking.
Lower sugar.
That's right. There you go. So try Madrinas.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you. We're going to be here for just a little bit longer. So if you happen to be out and about, I know you're not hearing this, but I'll text it and tweet it. Come out to Schnucks in De Pere.
Yeah, because we're going to need help putting the umbrella down.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where'd the registers go? We need roadies. Well, Carlos is still here. He can help us.
But you mentioned Drew Connor there, yeah, right? I think we've missed him.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, there's
He's
been a definite
been
shortage.
Back up in Chicago.
He greatly impressed me. You know, when he's been on the field, it was no surprise. Well, it was no coincidence that when he's on the field, we've won a majority of our games. He played against Sacramento. We played against Orange County. You know, and
he's that attacking midfield presence. You know, always pushing up in that middle.
And he was our best player at Colorado. You know, we had a pretty bad game in Colorado, but he, you know, I was kind of surprised when he came off after 60 minutes. But you know, I think we've really missed Drew.
Yeah. I do too. He's another one of those guys we talk about, Parker Marr, who's stepped up and played really well. Drew's another one of those guys that, you know, when he's out there, I'm just comfortable with what he's doing. I'm glad he's getting a shot in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought him up. They need some help up there. But yeah, if he came back for a couple games, I wouldn't be sad at all.
You mentioned Parker. He won the bucket, right?
Yes, he did.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
Long overdue. He is.
And I know Sam's probably mad because we had him on the last podcast and we told him he needed to score another goal if he wanted a bucket. He scored. We still gave it to Parker.
You know what?
Parker works his ass off.
Consistently 8 or 9 out of 10. Yep. He never really has a bad game. And I think he's just finally realized kind of how good he is. I mean, he's taking on people. You know, mm-hmm. he's realizing he can skin guys. He can leave them for dead. And I
wait a minute. Is this a Game of Thrones thing?
House Ma. But I was really impressed with him last year, but I think he's taking it up a notch this year, and I'm glad he's finally won a bucket.
Yep.
And again, he's earned it many times over. It's just there's usually somebody else having a stellar day where he was having one of his 9 out of 10 days. Uh-huh. So it was long overdue. I was glad he got a chance to get in there and get it. I felt sorry for him because you could tell he was frustrated with the game. But, you know, he was happy to get it, but frustrated in the game. And you can tell the players were kind of in the same place that we were after the game. So
and you could tell in the, you know, not only Dale's post-game interview, which you mentioned, but, you know, even the players, they weren't satisfied with that draw. I mean, I think they all realized, you know, that was another 2 points that should have been theirs.
It's, you know, it is what it is. We'll shout out Parker's parents. Love what we do, so hi to them. They always say hi to me when they see me on road games. Yeah. Like they'll be down at Tulsa. They were at Swope because they live down in like Springfield, Joplin area.
Yeah,
and they go away games like down there, and I had a good old conversation. They love what we do, and
there's a little man with a Messi jersey. I like that.
you won't see Messi in Argentina jersey for a while.
Yeah, I hope he reconsiders. Let's not talk about the Copa or the Euro.
Yeah,
we'll definitely not talk about the Euros. Yeah.
Big final coming up, France and Portugal. But that's all I'll say about that. Go down to the Amsterdam and watch the final. It's going to be fun. They're going to have a good
You're
time.
You're French, aren't you? They're your people.
My people are French, yeah. I'll be rooting for
Arsenal.
France. But yeah, exactly. Why do you think I like them? No. No, but, you know, I mean, we've said it before. The local team trumps everything to me now.
You know.
They could be, you know, Arsenal in the FA Cup final. If it was the same day as a regular season St. Louis FC match, I'd be at the St. Louis FC
absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so. I'm the same way. I probably only went to the Amsterdam to watch United maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 times last year. Yeah. And it was mainly in the off season when we weren't playing.
Right.
You know, and
I didn't go watch a single Newcastle game. There was a lot of Saturdays where I was like, I got shit to do.
Uh-huh.
And Newcastle was shit.
Yeah, I was going to say you didn't miss much.
Yeah, I wasn't really although, little did I know, I wouldn't be able to get to watch them at all this year on TV. So,
but the thing is also is that when I went out to the Lions game a couple of weeks ago, and I really enjoyed that too. I really got into that. And, you know, just come out to a game, guys. If you're listening to this and you've not been to a game or you're trying to get to a game or whatever that is, you know, just you're missing out, and that's all I can say.
And we, if, you know, if it's a money thing, we usually have extra tickets at the merchandise tailgate table that you know, we'll give to you if it's your first time, or you know, just a small donation. You know,
reach out to us.
We want people there.
No, there's no, you know, nothing to be embarrassed about.
I don't want to have unused tickets.
No,
I mean, it defeats exactly. the purpose.
And if you you've got a friend, drag them along with you. We'll help get them a ticket for so it you know. Don't worry about the extra 10, 15 bucks to get them in. We'll take care of that.
Yeah. And you'll have a really good time.
Yeah. Now, if we get, you know, 2,000 people each game wanting tickets, then we'll have to talk about it. But until then, we should be able to float a few free tickets every week. So.
Just do it.
Anything else, guys?
No. Most people are going to be listening to this on game day.
I will see you tomorrow.
So we'll see you tonight.
So as you're listening, we'll be seeing you tonight.
Yep.
Hopefully, we'll be celebrating a big victory. There's the registers.
Oh, good.
Get
them
back over.
Don't leave yet. We need you to break down the tent.
Get some child labor in here.
Thanks for listening. Please enjoy the game. We're having fun out there. I know we've been a little grumpy about this and that, but it's because we love this team so damn much
and
we want to win.
I care. I really do care.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thanks,
dude. And it's not like last season. Let's be
sorry,
honest.
Dale. If we didn't care, we wouldn't bitch at you.
Yes, that's
but
right.
It's because we love you so much.
But that's just exactly it. I love Dale.
Yeah.
I want to win with him.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
I want to win with him. But ultimately, also, I just want to win.
Right.
Winning trumps winning with. Losing makes everything bad.
Yes.
And we need to change our attitudes off the field. So let's get a win and just. Forget
but,
all
but
this
you know,
shit.
That's some award-winning pod commentary right there. Losing, bad.
Winning, good. No that's, more
someone,
bullshit.
Someone tell England that.
Oh, I'm not sure we can help England, but hopefully we'll be much peppier on the next pod and get on that winning streak that we know we can do and we need to do.
Let's go kick Cincy's fucking ass.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. No more comments about John Harkes until the game.
That's right. All right. So, bye, Madrinas. Come to St. Louis FC games and have some fun.
See you.
Bye, guys.